Hello, this is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hi, Courtney. This is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. Hi, Victoria. This is Courtney on a recorded line. I see you're calling in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit.
Yes.
Hi. I think the transfer agent dropped the call. Is this your cell phone number? 267-648-8430?
Yes.
Okay, at for any time we are disconnected, I'll call you from a 949 area code. Again, my name is Courtney and this is on a recorded line. I see you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you did not have an attorney at this time?
No.
Okay. Hold on one second. Okay. You are willing to firm under penalty that you haven't signed any documents or received any advice regarding this matter?
No.
Okay. And then you used hair relaxer chemical straighteners in the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer? Okay. I'm sorry to hear about that, Miss Johnson. My sympathy goes out to you.
No problem. Thank you.
It's Victoria, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and send you a message right now just so that you have my direct phone number, moving
Okay.
forward. So if anything happens, you can call me directly.
Okay.
Do you know what your subtype of your ovarian cancer was?
Just one second. My subtype was serious, low grade, stage one.
Oh, great. Okay. And then, okay, and then you are filing this on behalf of yourself. Do you know what your date of
Yes.
diagnosis was?
Yes, the date was April 12th, 2024.
Okay. And then at what age were you diagnosed with cancer?
29.
Okay. And this was just in this past year, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so 4/12/2024 was your diagnosis date.
Yes.
Okay, and you're at age 29. Who was your diagnosing doctor? You know your doctor's name?
Yes, the diagnosis doctor was Victoria Martino. That's MARTINO.
And
And
where,
you need my oncologist as well.
yeah, one second. Where is she located?
Jefferson Abington Hospital. That is 1200 Olyark Road,
What?
Abington, PA.
Oh, PA, that's what I needed to know. Yeah, I found her. Okay, hold on one second. I'm just gonna get her information really quick. And you see her at the Highland office, the one off of Highland Avenue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and then. Oops. All right. Okay. And then you currently do not live in Kentucky, Louisiana, Tennessee, correct? Okay, so do you did use hair relaxer of any brand for at least 4 times in a single year prior to your diagnosis to cancer, correct?
Yes.
On average, how many times were you using hair relaxer in a year?
5 times.
You're doing it 5 times a year?
5 times a year, yes.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed at, you said Jefferson Hospital,
Abington
Abington.
Hospital.
Okay.
Jefferson Abington, yes.
Okay. Jefferson Abington. All right, hold on one second. Okay, and then you are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your date of birth?
8/5/95, August 5th, 1995.
Okay, and then have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, do you have any friends or family members or anyone else that you know that was diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer that needs help filing a claim?
No.
Okay, you can always give them our phone number if you do. And then
Okay.
Miss Johnson, how old were you when you first started using hair relaxer?
How old was I? Time to do my math. 18?
18. Okay. I was just going to say,
Yeah.
do you know when you started using hair relaxer, like what the year was?
2013, so 11 years.
Okay, so 2013. So you used it from 2013 to 2024?
24, yes.
Okay. When in 2024, like this recently, did you stop using hair relaxer? Do you know like the month and date you stopped using it, approximate date?
I want to say around like April, around April.
Like April 1st, 2024.
I don't remember the exact date.
It's the best of your
Hold on, because I
knowledge.
have pictures.
It's to the best of your knowledge.
You
So
can
if you.
speak. Hold on, I can tell you the exact date in 1 second. Hold on.
Okay.
So I took pictures. Hold on
Yeah.
1 second. April 9th, 2024 was the exact date.
Okay, hold on one second. Okay, April 9th. And then when did you start using it in 2013?
This is around my mom's birthday, so I want to say around like the 14th, because I was so excited to get my first relaxer.
The 14th of what?
March 14th, 2013.
Okay. So March 14th,
So this is my mom's
2013.
birthday.
Okay. March 14th, 2013 to, I should say it like this.
April
314.
9th,
Yeah.
2020.
Yeah. 314 to 2013 and then 49 to 2024.
Yep.
Okay. And you were doing it, what did you say, like 4 times a year? How many times a year you said? About five
Like
times?
4 to 5 times a year. Yeah.
Okay, I'll just put about 4 times a year. And then consecutively from 18 to 29, you used it for approximately, you said 11 years.
Yes.
Okay, and were you doing the hair relaxer at home, salon, or both?
At a salon.
Okay, do you know the name of this? Or actually, not, never mind. Do you have salon receipts for your visits? Or could you provide them
Yes.
if needed? Okay. Do you currently use hair relaxer products now?
No.
Okay. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles? You said yes. You had the
Yes.
receipts, correct? Okay. Which is the brand name of products that you used? Do you know like Dark and Lovely,
L'Oreal.
Motions, L'Oreal? Okay.
Yes, it was L'Oreal. Yes, Dark and Lovely.
Any other brands?
No.
And then L'Oreal. You were using your cancer diagnosis happened 2 years after you started using your product regularly for at least a year, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then did you have ever have periods when you stopped using hair relaxer, or have you continuously used it within those 11 years?
No.
Continuously use it? Okay. When did you first
Yes.
become aware of the link between the hair relaxer and your diagnosis?
Probably a few months before I got diagnosed it.
Okay, so would you say like in March or February?
I want to say like February, because I got diagnosed in April.
Or April, yeah. Okay, so you want to say February, like just to the best of your knowledge.
Like February 12th.
Okay, 2024. And then what type of treatment did you receive?
So I got chemo. Hello.
Yeah. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I got chemotherapy, I got immunotherapy, and I got a complete hysterectomy surgery, and
Okay.
then they just gave me like basic pain medicine like
Pain
codeine
medicine.
and morphine.
Yeah, for the pain. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry they had to go through that.
Thank you.
And then when did you start treatment? Do you know?
Yeah, I started treatment April 23rd of 2024.
Okay. April 23rd of 2024. And then was the treating doctor the same as your diagnosing doctor, or did you have a different doctor?
Nope, that was my same doctor.
Okay. Victoria. And you said that was at
Which
Jefferson
what? No,
Abbey.
no, 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 no. The treat. No, the person who did the treatments was Dr. Paul Heller.
Paul Heller.
Victoria Martino. Yeah, she referred me to Paul Heller.
And all right. Okay.
That's
And
HELL.
ER. Yeah, I found him. He's an
Yes.
oncologist.
Yes.
Okay. And then did you? Okay. So he was your treating doctor. Okay. Hold on one second. My gosh, he's 82 years old. That's crazy. Old doctor. That's crazy. Good for him. Hold on one sec. Did you get the phone number that I text you from, the 949 number?
Yes.
Okay, that's my direct phone number to my line, and my first name's Courtney. If you have any questions
Okay.
regarding your case, you can always contact me.
Okay.
Or if you need to get like transferred to the attorneys, or you're wondering what's going on, I can help you with
Okay.
updates. 481-4000. Okay. Did you have any pre-existing conditions like cancer, diabetes, anything like that, obesity before being?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Email.
Okay. And then what is your marital status? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
And then what is your ethnicity? Are you black, white, Native American, other, or unsure?
I'm black, African American.
Okay. And then what's your current height and weight?
About 5'2". About 130 pounds.
Okay. And then it's Victoria Johnson, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure. JOH. Okay, so I have VICTORIA. And then last name Johnson, JOHNSON.
Yes.
Okay, and then is there a suffix in your name? Are you a junior or senior?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed at this time, or are you unemployed?
Part time. I work every other weekend, but mostly school.
Okay, are you a student?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put you're a student. And then can you go ahead and
Okay.
confirm your social for me, Ms. Johnson?
Yes, 173-76-5400.
Okay, so it's 173-76-5400.
Yes.
Okay, and then do you have current health insurance coverage?
No.
No? Okay. And then I have your email address as Victoria Johnson Lynn 2018 at gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
I have your cell phone number as 267-648-8430, correct?
Yes.
What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Do you prefer morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime is fine.
Okay. And then what is your current mailing address?
7706
Seven seven
Doran
oh.
TH06.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Start. It's okay. I could barely hear you. Start over.
7706 Thoron Thouron Avenue.
Philadelphia, PA.
Philadelphia 19150.
Okay, is that a house or is that a unit number or anything?
It's a house.
Okay. 7706 Thoron Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, Philadelphia County, 19150.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Thank you for confirming that. And then you do have medical records to show your diagnosis, and or you could provide them if needed too, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Either as electronically or in the mail?
Yep. That's
okay.
Fine.
And then, Ms. Johnson, we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. It's just to make sure that they can continue the case for you and your loved ones. They'll only reach out to the emergency contact if you become unresponsive. Was there somebody that you wanted to put?
Yeah, you can put my mom.
Okay, what's your mom? What's her name?
Belinda, V-E-L-I-N-D-A. Last name is Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
And then what's her phone number?
And her number 267-792-5035.
Okay, wait, hold on. 6 267.
Hold on. 267-792-5035.
Thank you. Okay, and that's your mom. All right, and you give us permission to contact her if needed. Okay, so just before we wrap up, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to just go over this with you really quick. And then I'm going to send you a document for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. Was there any information that you wanted me to add to the file before I move forward?
No.
Okay. So, Ms. Johnson, you are submitting a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxer products. You do not have an attorney at this time. And you are a citizen and a resident of the United States. Your date of diagnosis was 4/12/2024 at the age of 29. I have Victoria Martino as your diagnosing doctor. On average, you use hair relaxer for 5 times a year. Diagnosed at Jefferson Abington Hospital. Your date of birth is 8/5/1995, correct?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds correct. Okay. And then you just said you have receipts, L'Oreal. Okay. I have your treating doctor is Dr. Paul Heller. And then Victoria Johnson, 52130. Let's see. Okay. And then I have your social as 173-765400. Victoria Johnson Lynn, 2018 at Gmail. And then I have your phone number. Okay, everything looks right. And then Belinda Williams as your primary emergency contact.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before?
No.
Okay, so it's pretty self-explanatory. What's going to happen is I'm going to text it to you for you to review and sign. I can walk you through it, but it's pretty easy.
Oh, a DocuSign?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I say it's really easy. You just follow the prompt. It's going to ask you to adopt and sign a signature with your finger. Just press continue. Okay. And then you just want to tap the little fields where it's asking for you to sign. But as you review and sign it, just make sure everything looks right and everything is correct, okay? Perfect, yeah. It's pretty easy when you do it through the text message. And then just let me know once you're finished, okay?
Yes, got it, please.
Okay, perfect. So once you press complete, it sends a PDF file to your email. You can download it right there, but it will send you a PDF. And then just basically before we wrap up the con this conversation, just remember this is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. So it's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they represent you. I'm going to go ahead and send you the attorney's information as well. So you'll know who will be calling you in the next, you know, could be as soon as 48 hours, but usually it's like a week or so. Someone from the law offices of Pulaski Law or Robin Law will be calling you from a 909 phone number. Okay. And I just sent you that phone number. And then again, they just ask you, you know, if there is anything that you can help obtain, to help support the case, we ask you to go ahead and do so. And then other than that, did you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you today, Ms. Johnson. I really, my heart goes out to you. I hope that, you know, you get the compensation that you deserve and, you know, moving forward. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your
question. Yeah. Victoria, give me a call if you have any questions. If you don't hear from the attorneys in like, you know, a week or so, call me and I can see where the updates of the case are. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. You have a great rest of the day. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.